Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The DH, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tommy John. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mercer moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is walked intentionally. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brookins moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Trammell scores. There goes Lemon trying to get to third. Collins throws the ball into Smalley, who relays the ball to Nettles, who tags Lemon for the out. It's 4-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-1 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Collins moves to third. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gibson moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gibson scores. Herndon moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from foot and he is out, Randolph applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Joaquin Fuss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cabell is called out on strikes. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Randolph reaches second base with a double. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randolph scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson pinch hits for Glenn Wilson. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Richie Hebner now playing first base. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saucier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Bobby Mercer. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson pinch hits for Dave Revering. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Saucier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Watson now playing first base. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.